able to make the decisions they need to make as a corporation. But I think you're on solid ground, and Mr. Shell's worked really hard to get a lot of these details worked out on this particular parcel. So thank you all very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, items 5 and 6 are deferred. So we are on item number 7, PR 2021-5195, site plan SI 2021-1747 for JC6 LLC. And this is for 7501 Jefferson Street Northeast. And the agent is Decker Parrott Sabatini. And I see Mr. Gleason. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
All right. I need you formally to give us your name, address, and firm.
Will Gleason, Decker Parrott Sabatini, 7500 Jefferson Street Northeast, 87109. And I swear to tell the truth.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update from...
And can everyone, it's 7600 Jefferson Northeast, sorry. I think I gave the wrong
answer. Okay. So you weren't telling the truth.
No, I wasn't.
All right. Now you're affirming that you will. Go ahead, Mr.
I affirm. Thank you, Madam Chair. We submitted additional material last week. I think we are very close to addressing all the issues. We have two outstanding issues remaining that we're working on, and that those have to do with the bike lane along Jefferson Street on the east side of the property, and a trail easement or some sort of connection along the Amafka channel on the north side of the property. And we're working with Parks and Rec on that, and working with Gene on the bike lane. I do think the bike lane is very constrained along Jefferson here, and trying to add a bike lane on this side of the street is challenging, to say the least. But we are looking for a solution on both of those. We'd request a 2-week deferral, but we'd like to go through the other comments just to make sure that we have addressed all the remaining issues.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, this is a sizable project, so it's a lot of work to be complete, or you've done a lot of work.
Thank you. All right.
Let's see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 7, which is at 7501 Jefferson Street. If you could raise your hand or press *9 if you're on the phone. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to board comments with Water Authority to start.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no outstanding objections. Our prior comments have been addressed. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Web code enforcement. Based on a previous comment of uses, dimensional standards, and design requirements are per the Journal Center development plan, we're silent to IDO standards for the Zone District MXH Employment Center apply. Project must demonstrate all standards are being met. Anything outside those standards may require amendments and variances. On your supplemental submittal, it looked like you guys were addressing everything through the Journal Center plan as far as how it relates to that. Just needed additional detail, whether it be notes or indications on the different plan pages on exactly how those are being met as far as site design, the climatic and geographic analysis. We had something on the wall detail, and also for signage, just to make sure that those are being met per that plan, and how those are being met as far as the percentages of what's allowed and what you're presenting for each different portion of that project. But most of this can be solved with either notes or just plan indication.
Madam Chair, Mr. Webb, could I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
So I went back and looked at our revisions. So for instance, on the wall details and the siding that you have for IDO, I believe our walls conform with those IDO requirements, but you are asking us to put a note specifically on the plan that says how we are meeting that?
not necessarily how you're meeting that, but as far as you don't have to describe what the wall is, but which portion, because on the supplemental notes that you had or your responses, some mentioned the IDEO and some mentioned the actual site development plan for the Journal Center, and referencing which one, which standards you're meeting specifically on that. And that'll also help you as, on the next step when it comes to building permits. So it, you won't have the exact same question as far as variants or amendments being needed. It's already addressed on each portion. Does that answer your question, or does that give you more questions?
This is Will Gleason from DPS. Mr. Webb, I believe that helps a little bit. I believe that in our letter, we stated where specifically we were meeting the Journal Center design standards, and where we were silent, we were meeting the applicable IDEO standards. So, but do you just need, like, for instance, on the landscaping, do you need more detail other than saying that the landscaping is governed by the Journal Center and has been approved by the Journal Center?
Exactly. I'm sorry, Robert Webb, Code Enforcement. Exactly right. Yeah, just something citing that the Journal Center landscaping plan per section, you know, or whatever specific section that you're citing that you're meeting, whether it be the IDO or the Journal Center plan. So that way it's addressed specifically and can be verified very easily.
Okay, this is Will Gleason from DPS. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Chair Wolfley. I think what Mr. Webb is trying to do is just, like he was saying, make it easier when you go through your final building permit zoning review, just to show that things are in the right place so that that review can be expeditious. So, but anyhow, it needs to be sensible for you too and what you can fit on these plans as well. So, okay.
Web Code Enforcement. Yes, ma'am, that's exactly right. And what I want to make sure that there's no surprises when it comes to building permit that all of a sudden you would need an amendment or a variant that would slow down the project, but none of these will slow down the approval for DRB and Code Enforcement.
This is Will Gleason from DPS. Thank you. That helps.
Okay, let's go to Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. Our comments in the past were including the tree pallet and the trail issue. And we did have an ex parte meeting this week with the applicant regarding the trail. And they are going to be contacting a MAFCA on whether they can fit a trail in that right away. So we're still waiting to hear information about that. I know when we spoke and at the meeting, we said we typically ask for a 10-foot wide trail, and we'd be willing to be flexible on that. So I think just the next step is to hear back from a MAFCA on whether or not we can use their right of way. And then the tree list still needs to be updated. So that's what I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to hydrology.
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. Can I chime in on that comment?
Yeah. I need to enter you into the record, Josh. So name, firm, address.
Josh Rogers, Titan Development, 6300 Riverside Plaza, Northwest, Suite 200, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87111.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, please go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Cheryl, it was good talking with you yesterday. We did reach out to a MAFCA. I just wanted to kind of, for the record, just reiterate some of our conversation. You know, we are open to the idea of putting in the trail within the MAFCA right away there if it's allowed, pending the process. In speaking with our civil engineer, BHI, depending on the flood elevation in that channel, it could trigger a process for a Clomer-Lomer submittal with FEMA if it changes the floodplain, which would be a several hundred thousand dollar expenditure and would be very difficult and a very time-consuming process if that channel and the trail were subsequently deemed to alter the floodplain. So we obviously just need to get some more information. find out if a MAC is open to it and run some quick analysis. But it's not the easiest thing in the world to do as it appears, but if we can stay out of the floodplain and MAPCA says, okay, yeah, build the trail, then it is a non-issue. But if we have to deal with the Colomer-Lomer process for this trail, it's going to be very difficult and very expensive to do. So.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I mean, we have many trails in Amaka right away. So I believe it's typical that they would, that they're in their charter, they designate their right away as recreational opportunities. So, you know, our hope is that that will work out. But if there's a large expense, then we'll definitely negotiate.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of November 5th, 2021. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. As was mentioned by Mr. Gleason earlier, we'll start working on the work order facilities, including the decision on how to incorporate the bike lane on Jefferson, as well as the bicycle facilities surrounding the site according to the master plan. In addition to that, there's new sidewalk that's called out in the plan that would also have to go onto an infrastructure list and go through a work order review. Those are the major comments right now. Other than that, I just have some very minor comments left, and I'll just go through those fairly quickly. For building B, a 6-foot sidewalk shall be provided from the handicapped spaces to that building. Also, if standard 18-foot requirement for the parking spaces are achieved with overlap from the curb, just call out the overlap on the site plan for any length of parking spaces that fit under the compact requirements, call out compact at the back of the parking space. It appears that the number of bike racks shown on the plan do not seem to match the number that's required under the calculations. Show a detail with the spacing requirements for the bike racks and provide additional key notes for the bike racks as needed to match the requirements. Indicate all electrical charge stations that are called out under the parking calcs. Attach Fire One plan if it was already obtained. I didn't quite find it in the submittal. Clear site triangles shall be shown on both the site plan and the landscaping plan due to intersection site distance. Show standard height restrictions for the landscaping on both plans. And please be sure and call out all curb radii that will match DPM standards. I noted that, you know, there was a lot of that missing. It needs to be called out at the entrances around the 90 degree bend at the south end and just south of building B were some of the locations where I know that was needed. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is, and Ms. Wolfenberger, this is Will Gleason. We did get the approved fire plan. I believe that was in the resubmittal package that we submitted last week, but we'll clarify that and make sure that you have a copy of that.
It's possible I may have missed that it was a very large package. I looked a couple of times.
Okay, we'll make sure we get that to you and make the other corrections.
This is Anthony with DPS. Can I chime in on this one for a moment?
Yes, just give us your name, firm, and address.
Anthony Santi, Decker Parrott Sabatini Architects, 7600 Jefferson Street.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, proceed, Mr. Santi.
Hi, Ms. Wolfenberger. I just had a question. I believe most of those minor comments, and I can't really see the plan zoomed out, but have been addressed in the latest site plan. So I just wanted to make sure we have everything up to date, specifically with sidewalks. We went ahead and dimensioned, and let me know if there needs to be other clarification, but we dimensioned the 2-foot overhangs where that occurs adjacent to sidewalks. I can see we added radius dimensions at all the entrances and in the areas you're asking for on this plan. I just want to maybe I know we're going to be talking about the bike lane again. Maybe we can go through the comments a little closer with the plan as well and see that they've been addressed. But I'm fairly certain all of those minor comments have been picked up in the latest version.
This is Jean with transportation. I did note that there was substantial attempt to meet the comments, and a lot of them were addressed, but there were just specific areas that needed to be focused on.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify. We'll go back and take a look.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe the last remaining unaddressed comments are just, we never received the PRT notes. And we need the solid waste signature on the site plan prior to final sign off from planning. Really, well, not prior. We need the final the solid waste signature prior to distribution of the site plan for DRB signatures.
And Mr. Gleason, yeah, I think I saw your email this morning that said you're waiting for the PRT notes to come from the other side of our department. Yeah. And I understand that comment because they are also under strain in trying to keep up with the PRTs and all the notes. So if that's correct, Mr. Gleason, then we'll try to get those PRT notes from our friends across the aisle.
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason, DPS. Yes, that's correct. We have not received either.
Okay. And you do have your solid waste, you may not have your signature, but have you done your approval with solid waste?
Madam Chair, I would let Anthony answer that question.
Okay, Mr. Senti.
Yes, this is Anthony. I believe we do have solid waste approval, but I did go back and look at the supplemental submittal and that plan wasn't attached, so I will make sure it gets sent in.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We want to make sure we can get the trash out of there. So thank you. And I wanted to bring up one thing. I'm going to share my screen, and this may not be useful to you, but you probably know this, but just in case you don't, the IDO was changed in 2020 regarding landscaping for multifamily. And it didn't increase the requirements, but it did give more latitude in terms of using grasses. And so I just kind of noticed on your landscaping plan, which was extremely hard to read. I don't know if you can submit any better version of that in the future, but basically the big change here is that cool season grasses are restricted to 20% of the landscape area. So that's your typical turf, bluegrass. And then warm season grasses may cover up to an additional 70% of the landscape area. And the warm season grasses are the ones that grow best when it's really hot, like the buffalo grass and blue grama. And so I just noticed there were, areas where you could consider grasses instead of rock if you chose to. And I just want to make sure you knew about that, because sometimes these things go through the city council, there isn't a parade, and so you may not know you have this latitude. And it didn't seem like your landscaper in the notes they put on that they were aware that these were updated and gave you a lot more options. So, okay. And that's 43B7B of the 2020 IDO that's effective for your application.
Thank you.
All right. And that's intended to just kind of reduce the heat light island effect and bring forward maybe a little more vegetative landscapes within our city. So, okay.
I'm sure this is Will Gleason. We'll share that with the landscape designer.
Okay. And anyone else in the room, just make note of that as well. If you're doing multifamily, that the idea that multifamily deserves a little more leeway in terms of having grass and other things. So, okay, I guess we need to look at deferrals. And do you have a date in mind?
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason from DPS. We would request December 15th.
Okay, and let's see. I think you got a green light from hydrology, right?
So yes.
Yeah, it's mainly some details and working on bike lanes and things. Okay, is there a motion to defer item 7 to December 15th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Jill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Over Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Jill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 7, PR 2021-5195, site plan 2021-1747 to December 15th.